Matthew Stuckey here, and I wanted to make a quick video destroying the myth that public school students are more socially adjusted than homeschool students. One of the biggest criticisms, and probably the biggest criticism of homeschooling, is that the kids are antisocial. And so the public school system has to try to criticize something because the public school students are so far behind in terms of education and intelligence on any standardized test that you would look at. But, you know, the reality is that homeschool students are actually more socially adjusted than public school students. And I'm going to give you three proofs in this video. First, let me say this, though. In this video, I'm not attacking people that are public school teachers. I'm not saying that's a sin. I'm not saying that's wrong. I actually used to be a public school teacher. I used to be a math teacher, both in high school and the community college. So I do have an idea of how education works and some of the problems and things that are kind of, need to be changed in the public school system. And the other thing is this, that when public school started, the goal of public school was not to try to make the kids socially adjusted, but to actually teach them and educate them. They did not consider it their job or their role to make sure that the kids were socially adjusted, because that's not their role, that's not their job. And they would look at, you know, the socially adjusted part as something that was not as important, but something that would be done on the side by the parents in terms of being in church and various functions and activities, and that's the way that it should work. The other thing is this, I was in public school until I got to middle school. And in middle school, like my older sister, I was pulled out to be homeschooled. And the two main reasons were because the morals and the ethics were just terrible in the public school. It was getting worse and worse and worse. And that was a large part of it. But a large part of it was for education purposes. And so to make sure that I was, you know, learning the things that I needed to and not being held back by this no child left behind sort of policy, which is actually holding everybody back, okay? But I want to give you three reasons why homeschool students are more socially adjusted than public school students and why it's a myth to say homeschool students are antisocial. Number one is this. Public school talks about how they're helping you socially and how you're getting adjusted, but the reality is that public school is only teaching you to interact socially with those of your same age and of similar background and just people that are just like you. Because in public school, you're gonna be in classes with people of your same age or very close to your same age. And you're gonna have activities with people that are similar to you and of the same age. But is that the way it works in the real world? Because when you start a job, you know what, you're gonna be 22 years old and you're gonna be with people that are in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. You're gonna be with people that are divorced. You know, you're gonna be with people that have been, you know, married for 30 years, people that have grandchildren, people from all walks of life, people from all types of backgrounds, and what you've been trained for all of your life is just interact with people that are your same age and just like you. Are you gonna be socially adjusted for that situation? See, what happens with homeschool is they consider the homeschooling focused on education, and you know, the socially adjusted part is outsourced via being at church, via being in activities. And what happens is you're with people of all different backgrounds, and so you learn how to be actually socially adjusted. One major thing you're seeing with the public school system is that kids are just not able to socially, you know, interact in all situations. They don't know what proper social protocols are because of the fact they've been trained to only interact with those of their same age. And so number one is this. Public school only teaches you to interact with those that are just like you and of the same age, whereas with homeschooling, you're gonna interact with people of all ages as you outsource the social aspect in different areas. Number two is this, that homeschooling teaches you how to learn on your own and how to study on your own, rather than being in a small group with the teacher overseeing you and explaining to you everything. You say, well, how does that make you more socially adjusted? Well, here's the reason why. When you start in the workforce, you're not gonna have your boss over your shoulder every 5 minutes telling you what to do. You're gonna have to learn to study and figure things out on your own. Anyone who started working in an office, you'll have assignments, and the reality is you have to figure some things out on your own. You've gotta read articles, you've got to look back on past situations of how it was done before. You know, when I started in the actuarial field, I didn't have somebody sitting over me every single day. Many days, I didn't have any interaction with my employees. I was just expected to figure stuff out on my own. And if you can't make it, well, they're going to just hire somebody else, or you're not going to be basically moved up in the company. And so the problem with public school is you learn how to basically interact in a small room with a teacher that can answer your questions. But the reality is, in the real world, you've got to figure things out on your own. And not just in the workforce, but in all areas of life, you got to just figure things out on your own. You can't always have somebody right there to answer all of your questions. Oftentimes, you have to figure it out on your own. So the reality is, homeschooling is actually preparing you because you've learned to learn things on your own rather than just always having somebody there. You say, but wait a minute. In homeschooling, don't you have your teacher that's there to teach you everything? Well, if you're doing a good job homeschooling, you're going to basically give assignments, you know, to your kids, and they're going to figure things out on their own. And just when they have really important questions, they're going to come back to you. And that's how it works in the workforce, where 95% of stuff you've got to figure out on your own. And if there's just something that you just can't figure out, then you're going to go back to the parent to have them teach you that. But in general, you're just figuring things out on your own. And that is making you socially adjusted because you've learned to work on your own rather than always being in a small group where you can always ask questions. So number one, public school only teaches you to interact with those of your same age. Homeschooling teaches you to interact with people of all ages and all backgrounds. Number two, public school does not properly socialize you because they don't teach you how to work and study on your own. Whereas with homeschooling, you do learn that aspect. And number three is this. Public school, it teaches kids to feel comfortable talking about sex and drugs and sin and all manner of wickedness and worldliness. And with homeschool, if your kids are godly kids, they're going to feel a bit uncomfortable interacting in that way. Now you say, wait a minute, doesn't that make the homeschool kids antisocial? Well, the reality is the Bible teaches us that we are to be a peculiar people. The Bible says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. And look, I don't want my children to feel comfortable talking about fornication and adultery and all manner of wickedness. I want them to feel basically that it's inappropriate and they shouldn't be involved in those sorts of conversations. Look, we should try to get along with our coworkers the best we can, but at the same time, we shouldn't laugh at the same jokes. We shouldn't feel comfortable talking about the same sort of stuff that's wrong, that's sinful. And so if the world says that that's antisocial because your kids don't want to talk about getting drunk and sleeping around, then by all means, the world can say whatever they want. But you know, from a biblical standpoint, you're actually properly socially adjusted if you're able to stand on your own and stand up against wickedness and basically just ignore those conversations, and you're able to work hard and be successful, even though the world will look at you as being a little bit peculiar. The bottom line is, what the world considers being socially adjusted is being brainwashed and following the course of this world. And as a Bible-believing Christian, that should not be your goal. So point number one is this. Public school only teaches you to interact with those of your same age. Homeschooling, of those of all ages, all backgrounds. Number two, public school does not prepare you to work on your own, whereas homeschooling, you learn how to work on your own, which is a very important trait once you get to the workforce and in other areas of life as well. And point number three is this. Public school trains you to feel comfortable talking about sin, whereas with homeschooling, you learn how to be a Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and stand on your own and stand up against worldliness and sin and do what's actually right. And as a parent that's a Bible-believing Christian, that is what I'm concerned about with my kids in terms of being socially adjusted. That they'll be successful in work, they'll learn how to work on their own, but they are still willing to be godly even when they're around people that might be unsaved people, worldly people, sinful people, that they properly know how to serve God in those sorts of situations. To me, that is what being socially adjusted is. Now, let me also say this. I understand why people buy into the myth that homeschooling makes you antisocial. Because when I went from elementary school to middle school, the bottom line is that most of my close friends, you know what, it was a little bit awkward being around them, you know, once I was in middle school and high school. And I used to think that homeschooling made you antisocial. But I realized, you know, looking back, that the reason why I felt uncomfortable being around them is my parents taught me that drinking was wrong, that smoking was wrong, that fornication was wrong. My parents were old-fashioned and said I wasn't allowed to date until I was in college, you know, unchaperoned, until I was, you know, 18 years. They had very strict rules. And at the time, it kind of frustrated me because, you know what, there was other, you know, kids that, you know, would laugh at that or joke about that or whatever. and you know, they got to do whatever they want, and I thought my parents were so strict. But the reality is, as a Bible-believing Christian, you know what? I want my kids to stand up against worldliness, and I don't want them to feel comfortable talking about sin and worldliness, and I want them to be prepared for life. Because when you're young, you don't think about how hard it is to make it in this world. But you know, the reality is, it's hard to make it in the workforce. You've got to work hard, and the way that governments are crashing the economy, even more so now. So the bottom line is this: homeschooling actually prepares you socially for the real world, while public school system, it makes you feel like you're prepared. It's actually setting you up for failure. You're gonna fail at being a godly Christian, and you're also gonna fail in the workforce because you just don't know how to be properly socially adjusted. It is a myth to say that homeschool kids are antisocial. Thank you, and God bless.